I started researching abortion-related topics and problems around 6 years ago. And one reason was that I was a student of Africa studies and of gender studies myself. And I realized after a while that this whole topic of abortion was neither represented in one of these like studies, you know. And especially that was very confusing for me in gender studies, you know. After 6 years of studying gender studies, abortion wasn't mentioned once, you know, in a course or in a seminar. But it was once very, very central in the, you know, women's movement and to also really understand gender inequality, you know. So, and then combined with my interest in how it is in different countries, especially in African countries, in like the so-called underdeveloped countries, I was wondering, also what's going on with abortion rights, you know? Like how is it in these countries? Is it legal, illegal? How do women deal with it? You know, what kind of information is there? And when I started researching it, I was really, really shocked to realize that there are so many countries still where abortion is illegal. And it is like a severe problem because, you know, women, especially in like countries where it is illegal, also have a problem accessing contraception, also accessing sex education and just information, you know. The situation is very severe because, you know, women have a lot of unwanted pregnancies and they don't have access to safe abortion, so they do it themselves. And this is why the official statistic is that like up to 70,000 women die every year of an illegal abortion, you know. Also self-made and abortion, even though the procedure is actually very easy and very safe, you know. So it's really unnecessary that these women die. And so this was the reason why I got into it, you know. And then I made an anthology where I invited different authors to talk about the situation in their country. So, and especially had like countries, you know, Latin American countries or African countries. And after this book, I was just really still intrigued, you know, and then I decided to make a documentary film. And while I was researching the book, I realized that a combination or like a comparison of Poland and South Africa, like I did in the documentary film, makes, you know, perfect sense, because both countries had like in this around the same time in the middle of the 90s very, very different approaches to abortion rights, meaning Poland illegalized it after communism and South Africa legalized it after apartheid. I was first of all very intrigued, you know, in this situation, why did two different democratic countries, you know, treat women's rights so differently, and women's health and women's self-determination, you know? So this was kind of the beginning question. And then I just I really just grabbed, you know, a camera, and I went to South Africa and I went to Poland, and as without any funding, without any money, without any production company, you know, just for me as a research trip.
For just grabbing a camera, I must say you're really good at it.
I have to tell you, it's actually quite easy, you know. If you like with modern technology, it's really not such a magical thing anymore, you know. I never applied for funding because I just realized that I would probably never do it if I just now wait for, you know, money. And I just really had the feeling I have to just do it myself, you know, and then I just see how far I get, you know. And and it went really well because people were very interesting and very supportive, you know, in both countries, because they were very keen on talking about the topic, because nobody is interested in it, or it's very covered up problem, you know.
The other documentary has the title Coat Hanger, How to Get Ourselves Activated. Mm-hmm.
That's also a reason why Angie and me really liked to tour together with our films, because it's true, her film is focusing more on activism, really also like grassroots activism, you know, like for example, opposing the people who are trying to, you know, influence women who go into clinics, you know, who really shout at them and then like show them like horrible pictures and give them like wrong information about abortion in order to scare them, you know. And there are a lot of like people who stand also in front of the clinic and try to, you know, help the woman coming in, you know, and give them the right information. My film is really more about like to show like the general hypocrisy about abortion, you know, with, you know, also that even if it's legal, it's not necessarily accessible, and it's also very stigmatized, which is a reason why women get really treated not very well, you know, and don't get the right information, have trouble to find a doctor, or also have like problems to financially organize this whole procedure. So yeah, this is why we like this combination a lot, you know, that we can address in both films. I found it very, very gratifying, actually, if I've shown my film not just in universities, but also in like women groups, or, for example, recently I was in a women's shelter to show the film there, and we had an amazing discussion with the woman afterwards. And with a topic like abortion, I really still feel that it's not just about like what kind of impact can you have on like a level of politics, you know. I really feel like just to make a film like this helps women dealing with the topic, you know, like everybody, because all women are directly concerned, you know, with a topic that is like so ignored, you know, or there are just so many myths about it, so women, you know, have like weird feelings about it, which are not necessary, you know. I know that there's a group, it started in Russia as far as I know, and they try to collaborate with a lot of Eastern European countries, and it is called Eastern Europe Alliance for Reproductive Justice. They just started maybe like 1 or 2 years ago, because they just realized that in a lot of European or Eastern European countries, meaning all the countries that had like socialism before, you know, they have increasing problems with, you know, the church, and that the church becomes more influential and also influences politicians, and which also means that, you know, if politicians want the support of the church for whatever reasons, especially for elections, you know, they do a lot of concessions. They give a lot of concessions to the church. And abortion is one of the topics where they can bargain a lot, you know, where they can really give like kind of like presence to the church, you know, to restrict abortion, or to present themselves as like against abortion, you know, in order to get support by the church, which is precisely what happened in Poland, and why in Poland abortion was illegalized all of a sudden, you know. And we had this attempt in Hungary recently that they wanted to ban abortion after the Pope visited, you know. This problem shows up in a lot of different Eastern European countries, so they want to form an alliance and work against it. And because it is a very complex thing, and it is like tackled in a lot of different ways, you know, by politics, by the church, but by right wing or like Catholic grassroots activists who also try to influence women, you know, through the internet, through schools, you know, also in front of clinics, you know. So we also have to react on all these different levels, you know. So I think a cooperation, a very wide cooperation, is very, very necessary. And I had the impression that, you know, for example, this alliance is trying to do that, especially also cross-country, right, you know, which I think makes a lot of sense, so you can really help each other to realize what kind of tactics are abortion opponents using, you know, and how you can work together against this, you know, on what you can learn also, what kind of tactics you can learn.